Continuing the discussion of Vishnu Sahasranam, name 883, Ananta Huta Bhug Bhogta. Specifically in this talk, I'm going to be focusing on the quality of the Supreme Lord as Ananta, unending, unlimited. And basically what I'm going to be doing in this talk is reading from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to Sanatana Goswami, as found in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 21, The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna. This is the translations given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And it's astonishing if He's Ananta, unlimited, considering we're so small, we should be amazed. We might even disbelieve that there can be such things, but that's our lacking, our frog in the well attempt to understand by dismissing the unlimited nature of the Supreme Lord. So what does it mean to be Ananta? Some insights into that are given in this passage that I'll read the Bengali, mostly Bengali verses with some Sanskrit verses with the translations given by Srila Prabhupada. Shavasharupe dham parabho madhame prithak prithak vaikuntha shab nahik gonane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. All the transcendental forms of the Lord are situated in the spiritual sky. They preside over spiritual planets in that abode, but there is no counting those Vaikuntha planets. So there we have Ananta right off. There's no end to the number of Vaikuntha planets. Shata Shahasra Ayuta Loka Koti Jojan Eka Eka Vaikuntha Bishta Varnan. The breadth of each Vaikuntha planet is described as 8 miles multiplied by 100, by 1,000, by 10,000, by 100,000, and by 10 million. In other words, each Vaikuntha planet is expanded beyond our ability to measure. Shavabhaikuntha bepak ananda chinmaya parishada shardai sharja purna shabahoy. Each Vaikuntha planet is very large. Vepak means extended. And each is made of spiritual bliss. The inhabitants are all associates of the Supreme Lord, and they have full opulence, Shardaishwarya Purna, full of the six opulences. They have full opulence like the Lord Himself. This is how the Vaikuntha planets are all situated. Ananta Vaikuntha Eka Deshe Ja Shri Paraboma Dhame Kekaru Vishta. Since all the Vaikuntha planets are located in a certain corner of the spiritual sky, who can measure the spiritual sky? All these Vaikuntha planets, each of which is immeasurable, they're innumerable, but they're all situated in this corner of the spiritual sky, because the main measurement of the spiritual sky is taken up by Golok Vrindavan. I'm adding a little commentary, as you can see. Ananta Vaikuntha Paraboma Jardala Shrini Sarvopuri Krishnalok Karni Karagoni. The shape of the spiritual sky is compared to a lotus flower. The topmost region of that flower is called the wall. And within that wall is Krishna's abode. The petals of the spiritual lotus flower consist of many Vaikuntha planets. Emato Sharai Sharja Sthana Abata Brahma Shiva Antanapai Jeev Kana Cha. Each Vaikuntha planet is full of spiritual bliss, complete opulence, and space, and each is inhabited by incarnations. If Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot estimate the length and breadth of the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets, how can ordinary living entities begin to imagine them? Koveti bhuman bhagavan paratman yogeshvarotir bhavatas trilokyam kvavakatang vakativakadeti vistarayan kriyasi yogamayam. O Supreme Great One, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, Master of all mystic power, your pastimes are taking place continuously in these worlds, but who can estimate where, how, and when you are employing your spiritual energy and performing your pastimes? No one can understand the mystery of these activities. So we get some idea from this brief description how the spiritual world, presided over by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is unlimited. Now we go on to another subject, a motto, or another angle on the same subject, to be more precise. A motto Krishna dibba shadaguna ananta Brahma Shiva Shanakadi Napaijar Anta. So the same thing. Brahma, Shiva, and others, they cannot reach the end. Therefore, he's called Ananta. What are we talking about now? Krishna's spiritual qualities. Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse. The spiritual qualities of Krishna are also unlimited. Great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the four Kumaras cannot estimate the spiritual qualities of the Lord. And again, going to be reading a Sanskrit verse. These Sanskrit verses are from Srimad Bhagavatam. Gunatmanastepi gunan vimatum hitarvatirnasya ka ishiresya kalena yairva vimita sukalpair bhupang shavake ihikadubhasa. In time, great scientists may be able to count all the atoms of the universe, all the stars and planets in the sky, and all the particles of snow. But who among them can count the unlimited transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He descends on the surface of the globe for the benefit of the living entities. He comes to this earth for the benefit of this of the living entities. We quoted a verse similar to that in the previous talk, and that same verse which we quoted in the previous talk will come again in this talk about how all the atoms in the universe, if you could, or on the earth, you could pound them to dust and count them. Doesn't sound like a very feasible project, but if you could, it would still be nothing. That number would be nothing compared to the number of the Lord's transcendental qualities. Brahmadi rahu shahasra bodhane ananta nirantar gai mukhe na pai guner anta. So we see again and again and again the word ananta is coming up in these verses. And here ananta specifically refers to the form of the personality of Godhead, who's called ananta. Srila Prabhupada's translation, to say nothing of Lord Brahma, even Lord Ananta, who has thousands of heads, cannot reach the end of the Lord's transcendental qualities, even though he is continuously chanting their praises. Nantang vidamyahamami muneyo grajaste maya balasya purushasya kuto varaye Gayan gunan dasha shatanana adi deva shesho dunapi samavasyati nasya param. If I, Lord Brahma, and your elder brothers, The great saints and sages cannot understand the limits of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of various energies. Who else can understand them? Although constantly chanting about his transcendental qualities, the thousand-hooded Lord Shesh has not yet reached the end of the Lord's activities. Sheho Rahu Sarvagya Shiro Mani Shri Krishna Nijagunaranta Na Paya Hoyen Satrishna. To say nothing of Ananta Deva, even Lord Krishna himself cannot find an end to his own transcendental qualities. Indeed, he himself is always eager to know them. And now we have a verse from the prayers of the personified Vedas, the explanation of which we read in the last talk, the explanation from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book. So now we have it with the Sanskrit and the translation is given also of the particular verse. Dupateya evate na yayur antam anantataya twamapi yad antaranda nichaya nanu savarnaha ka eva rajang si vanti vayasa sahayat chutayas twaihi palantyatan nirasanena bhavan nidhanaha. My Lord, you are unlimited. Even the predominating deities of the higher planetary systems, including Lord Brahma, cannot find your limitations, nor can you yourself ascertain the limit of your qualities. Like atoms in the sky, there are multi-universes with seven coverings, and these are rotating in due course of time. All the experts in Vedic understanding are searching for you by eliminating the material elements. In this way, searching and searching, they come to the conclusion that everything is complete in you. Thus, you are the result of everything. This is the conclusion of all Vedic experts. Now, this verse could be explained in taking hours and hours and hours. I'll go on to the next verse. It's quoted here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I'll go on to the next verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sheho Rahu Braje Jobe Krishna Abhata Ta Charitra Bicharite Man Na Pai Pa. Apart from all argument, logic, and negative or positive processes, when Lord Sri Krishna was present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead at Vrindavan, no one could find a limit to his potencies by studying his characteristics and activities. Prakrita prakrita srishti kaila eka kone ashesha vaikunta janda shashanata shane. At Vrindavan, the Lord immediately created all material and spiritual planets in one moment. Indeed, all of them were created with their predominating deities. This is referring to the pastime when Lord Sri Krishna, his boyhood cow herder friends, the gopas, and the calves were all stolen by Lord Brahma, and Krishna made duplicate forms. And then Brahma came and offered prayers, and Krishna showed to Brahma all the worlds with Brahmas and Shivas and Indras praising him. E mata anatta nahi shuniye adbhut jaha shavane chitta hai abadhut. We do not hear of such wonderful things anywhere else. Simply by one's hearing of those incidents, one's consciousness is agitated and cleansed. Krishna bachair ashankatai shukadeva bani Krishna shange koto gopa shanka nahi jani. According to Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna had unlimited calves and cowherd boys with him. No one could count their actual number. Eka eka gopa kare jay bacha charan koti arbuda shankha paddataha ganan. Each of the cowherd boys was tending calves to the extent of a koti, arbud, shankha, and padda. That is the way of counting. So each cowherd boy had, the smallest number given is koti, which means 10 million. Abud, Shankar, Padma, they're just like huge, huge numbers. And each cowherd boy, each individual cowherd boy was overseeing calves, that many calves. We're talking about here, ananta, unlimited, beyond our ability to understand. We may say it's impossible, that's just because the limitation of our intelligence to understand. Betra benu dala shringa bastra alanka gopagone jotota nahi leka pa. All the cowherd boys had unlimited calves. Similarly, their canes, flutes, lotus flowers, horns, garments, and ornaments were all unlimited. They cannot be limited by writing about them. In other words, it's not possible to fully describe them. Shabe hoila chatur bhuja vaikuntha rapati pritok pritok brahmanda brahma kare stuti. The cowherd boys then became four-handed Narayanas, predominating deities of Vaikuntha planets. All the separate Brahmas from different universes began to offer their prayers unto the Lords. Eka Krishna Deha Hoite Shabha Prakashe Kaneke Shabaishe Sharire Prabeshe. All these transcendental bodies emanated from the body of Krishna, and within a second they all entered again into his body. Ihadeki Brahma Hoila Mohita Bishita Stuti Kori Epache Korela Nischita. When the Lord Brahma from this universe saw this pastime, he was astonished and struck with wonder. Wouldn't you be? After offering his prayers, he gave the following conclusion. Jeho he Krishna bhoibhav mui shab jano she januk kaimane mui emano. Lord Brahma said, if someone says that he knows everything about Krishna's opulence, let him think in that way. But as far as I'm concerned, with my body and mind, I consider it in this way. Eje toma ananta vaibhamrita shindhu morbang monogamma nahe ek bindu. My Lord, your opulence is like an unlimited ocean of nectar, and it is verbally and mentally impossible for me to realize even a drop of that ocean. And now, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami will quote in his Chaitanya Charitamrita the Sanskrit verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, upon which the last two Bengali verses are based. Jananta eva janantu king bahuk janame prabho manaso vaparsho vacho vaibhavang tavagocharaha. Lord Brahma says, there are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. Krishna mohima rahu kebata gyata vrindavanashtane deko ascharja vibhuta. Let the glories of Lord Krishna be. Who could be aware of all of them? His abode, Vrindavan, has many wonderful opulences. Just try to see them all. Shola krosha Vrindavan shastra prakashe tar ek deshe vaikuntha janda gana bhashe. According to the revelations of revealed scriptures, Vrindavan extends only 16 kroshas, 32 miles. Nonetheless, all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is a very intelligent person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very intelligent. Even if we just consider him an ordinary man, you have to see he's very intelligent. Sanatana Goswami is very intelligent. Why is such a statement being made that Vrindavan, the whole circumference is 32 miles, and all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located only in one corner? It doesn't make any sense at all, as long as we apply our idea of what is sense. The whole point, it's a fact which is being stated, we accept it as a fact. The whole point is that it is ananta. It is beyond the limit of the end of where our intelligence extends. It's way, 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 way beyond that. Apare sharja krishne nahik gonon shaka chandra nae kari diga darshan. No one can estimate the opulence of Krishna. That is unlimited. However, just as one sees the moon through the branches of a tree, I wish to give a little indication. And then this verse from Bhagavatam, again about the particles of dust on the earth. Yova anantasya gunan anantan anukrameshyan sattu bala buddhihi rajansi bhume ganayet katanchit kalena naivakila shakti dhamna. He who tries to count the endless qualities of the endless Supreme Lord. Again, we have endless Supreme Lord. Anantasya gunan anantan. So ananta, the endless Supreme Lord, gunan anantan, his endless qualities. He who tries to count the endless qualities of the endless Supreme Lord has bala buddhihi. This verse says the intelligence of a child. In time, he may somehow count the particles of dust on the earth, but never the glories of the all-powerful Lord. There's little insight into how the Supreme Lord, Ananta, is Ananta. Beyond any limits, without any end, endless. Krishna willing, we'll continue to discuss this in another talk. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas cha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nitaya chunakam padiyo nipatya kritvacha kaku shatam etad aham ravimi. Hey, sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad goranga chandra charane kurutanu ragaha parivadatu jano yata tata vananu mukharo navayam vicharyamaha Hari Rasa Madhira Madhati Matta Bhuvi Vilutama Natama Nirvishama Baha Pirang Nata Varavapu Karnayo Kani Karam Vibrad Vasakar Kapisham Vajayantim Chamalam Randran Veno Adara Sudaya Pure Angopa Vrindaya Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti Sri Radhaya Karnaya Mahima Ki Drisho Vana Yaiva Svadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Ki Drisho Vama Diyaha Sokhyang Cha Samadhanu Bhavata Ki Drishang Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavardya Samajani Satchi Dharma Sindhu Harinduhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama.